Buckle up. Hold on tight. We got it for you. Here it is. The strawberry letter.
Thank you, nephew. Subject, she needs to get her kids. Dear Stephen Shirley, I am a 50-year-old with 3 children, and I've been married for 14 years. All of the children are grown and are on their own. So my husband and I have the house to ourselves. I love my alone time with my husband, but his sister is causing some big problems in our marriage. His sister gets on my last nerve. She is an unstable mother, and she drops her kids off at my house with no warning. I am tired of dealing with her kids. One day recently, I was walking into my living room and I saw her letting her kids out of the car and she drove off. My husband was at work, so I ended up keeping the kids, which meant feeding them. I called my mother-in-law and told her to come get the kids. My mother-in-law is sick of the kids too. There have been many times when she has asked me to keep the kids for a few hours, then will return at 3 a.m. to pick them up. She just sits in the driveway and blows her horn or shines her light on bright through my front windows. She also has my husband doing crazy stuff, like changing her locks at night because she broke up with a boyfriend and didn't want him to be able to get into her house. Stephen Shirley, she is 38 years old, and the family keeps enabling her. I am not going to keep this up, and I told my husband that enough is enough. I am at war with my husband over her because it's his only sister. I hope and pray I'm not being unreasonable by telling him to choose between me and his sister. I got so angry over his sister and her kids that I told my husband to go move in with her. I am not a daycare, and I want to set boundaries with this woman. How should I handle this? Well, you're off to a good start with setting boundaries with her, with letting her know that you're not a daycare, with getting angry with your husband. You're right about the family enabling her. She's been allowed to do this for so long, she thinks that it's okay to do this. And you're so right. I mean, everything you're saying, your sister-in-law is dead wrong. And because of it, her children are they're suffering because of this, going from house to house, your house to the grandmother's house, and no telling who else, you know, that she does this to, just dropping them off at random houses with random people. This is ridiculous. I mean, she's rude. She's entitled. She needs to be checked. So you're definitely on the right path. You need to learn to say no. That's what happens when you set boundaries. You got to tell her no. All right. Even if she does drop the kids off, get right back in your car and, you know, follow her or drop them off at her house, whatever. But you don't want this responsibility. And it's not the kids' fault. I'm sure, you know, I feel so sorry for these children and badly for the kids, because if she is unstable, like you say she is, and she sounds like it, that they have to, you know, have a mother like this. This is terrible. But again, you're going to have to learn how to say no and mean it. And one other thing, your husband is going to have to get on board and support you, not her. You are his wife. She's not his wife. Those are not his kids. They're your relatives, but she needs to deal with her own responsibilities. Steve?
You know, I was trying to find the humor in this letter, mm-hmm. but I couldn't.
Yeah.
Because I know trifling ass people. Mm-hmm. And it's, you've been married to your man 14 years. Y'all got 3 children and all the children are grown. So they out on their own. Y'all got the house to yourself. So you thought you love your alone time with your husband, but you ain't got it no more. But his damn sister, 38 years old, unstable mother. She dropped. Now, you didn't say how many kids. Did she say how many kids?
She just says kids, but the woman writing the letter has 3 children of her own.
So we know at least 2 of these kids is getting dropped off.
Mm-hmm.
She drops her kids off at my house with no warning, though.
Mm-mm.
I'm tired of dealing with her kids. Well, you're really tired of dealing with the kids like this way. You know, one day recently, you walked into your living room and you saw her letting her kids out the car and she drove off. Your husband at work, hitty damn kids come. Now I feel sorry for the kids, like Shirley say, because they got to walk up on the porch and they know this heifer post at least knock on the door, tell them we coming. But them kids got to go in the house. They don't know what else to do. I don't know what to tell you, man. There is no humor in this letter, so let me just quit trying to look for it. This thing that got on your last nerve, and I ain't mad at you. So your husband's at work. She drops him off. You ended up keeping the kids. Now you got to feed them because you're a decent person. Then you called your mother-in-law and you told her to come get the kids. The mother-in-law's sick of the kids too. Damn.
Yeah.
Now I feel really bad for these kids because they get shoveled off from house to house and they knowing everybody mad when they see them. But the kids ain't doing nothing. They just the result of having a trifling mama. Man, I feel bad for these kids, man.
Where's the dad?
What dad? Mm-hmm.
She never mentioned that.
No, well, see, she got a boyfriend that, you know, the husband had to change the locks at her house, Shirley.
Yeah,
because her boyfriend and her was breaking up. Mm-hmm. You got to change locks because he coming in. There's been many times when she has asked me to keep the kids for a few hours and then we'll return at 3 a.m. to pick them up. Who wakes the babies up in the middle of the damn night?
Right.
She trifling on a whole lot of levels. Mm-hmm. I think I got something that for you. I got something.
All right, well, hold on. Let's recap today's strawberry letter subject. She needs to get her kids.
Lady, 50 years old, got 3 kids. They grown. They moved out the house. Her and her husband got the house all to themselves. She loves her alone time with her man. She only got one problem, her man's sister. Unstable mother drops the kids off without any warning. Just drops them off. She tired of this. One day she was walking in the living room and saw her pull up and just let the kids out and then drove off. Ooh. I be damned. Now you got to be kind to the kids because it ain't the kids' fault. But now you got to take care of them. You got to feed them. You was going to sit down and just watch the TV with your feet up. Now you feeding kids. Then you can't count the time she come by and tell you watch the kids for a few hours and then return at 3 a.m. in the morning and pick them up. Now here the trifling part. This is how trifling this heifer is. She comes and just sits in the driveway and blows her horn or shines her lights on bright through my front windows.
That's trifling.
Boy,
that's right.
So crazy.
Boy, if that ain't ignorant, you tell me. But if you want to really keep it funky, here we go. I got something for you at the end, though. She also has my husband doing crazy stuff like changing her locks at night because she broke up with her boyfriend, didn't want him to be able to get into her house. Stephen Shirley, she's 38 years old. The family keeps enabling her. I ain't going to keep up with this. I told my husband that enough is enough. I'm at war with my husband over her because it's his only sister. I understand that. I hope and pray I'm not being unreasonable. You're not. By telling him to choose between me and his sister. Okay, that went a little far, but I understand because you're mad. I got so angry over his sister and her kids that I told my husband to go move in with her. Well, since he likes taking care of the kids so much, you know, I think it's a good idea. Since he likes taking care of the kids that much, then it's a good idea that he just moves on in with them. That's what I think. But I told my husband, and I'm not a daycare, and I want to set boundaries for this woman. How should I handle this? Well, I done read this letter and been as nice. Here's the only solution I got. This is what has to happen. Every time she dropped them kids off on your ass, you ought to go by her house and get on her ass.
What does that mean, Steve? Break it down.
If she dropped the kids off on your ass, you ought to go over there and be on her. What, you got to whoop her ass one time.
By bottom line?
Yeah, I think she really just got to whoop her ass one time. I think we down to that. She trifling. Some people need a good slapping.
Oh, for sure.
And sit her down and tell her, you know what? You are really abusive to your children, and you ought to be ashamed of yourself. And you really, these kids deserve better. You put them in uncompromising positions, passing them off like they potato chips. These kids know that they being drugged around and passed off. They know they mama unstable. And ain't nobody told you, but you a trifling ass mama. Yeah. And you need to get your sugar honey iced tea together before I slap the sugar honey iced tea out your...
Good pause. Good pause.
I think that's what has to happen because if the family's he's enabler because it's his only sister. So he's trying to help out. It's his baby sister. I know that parameter has got to be pulling on him.
Yeah.
The mother is already sick of him. So y'all got to do something, man. Y'all just can't keep doing it like this.
Right. She needs to be checked.
Whooping her ass is all I see. That's all I see.
That's all you see in this letter.
That's all I see.
I mean, really, I just don't, man. This ain't about no therapy or nothing. She needs somebody to get her undivided damn attention.
Yeah.
And nothing gets your attention like an ass whooping.
Got mine.
Yes, immediately. Nothing. Everyone I have gotten.
Yeah. Oh,
had mine.
From my mama, from some dudes, every last one of them.
Yes.
That's what I think you should do. And just remind her, every time you drop them off on my ass, I'm going to be back over here on your ass.
Yeah. Yeah.
So what we doing right here is we exchanging asses.
What? But what about the husband, though, Steve?
We exchanging asses. But hold up, though. She brings the kids unannounced. So the husband, he like, wow, he caught off guard too late too. Hey, you got to call before you bring these kids over and ask, make sure we ain't got nothing to do. I'm sorry, I just be thinking, and then she do it again. You done already said she just pull up and let them out and drive off. This chick knows she trifling and she doing it on purpose. I don't know it's a lot this dude could do. She dropped him off while he was at work.
Yeah.
On you. You shouldn't have been in the window. She saw you. Shut your doors, pull your blinds down, act like you at home.
All right, well, listen, post your comments on today's Strawberry Letter at Steve Harvey FM on Instagram and Facebook.
Here she comes. Be quiet.
And don't forget to check out the Strawberry Letter podcast on demand.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.